Thanks to the musicians for helping us sing God's praises on this special day. Have you ever had a really nice surprise beyond what you could have expected? Maybe you open your presents this morning and you're really excited and maybe surprised by what you got. Who was really thrilled to get one or two things that they opened this morning? Yeah, some hands going up there, pretty excited. And it is exciting, isn't it? And sometimes during the year there might be a special surprise. Maybe someone in the family organizes a special break away for a bit of a holiday. Maybe there's a meal out, a cup final ticket for the footy, a surprise invitation to the open tennis or Boxing Day test. Anyone going tomorrow? Yep, there's some hands going up. So there might be some bartering over the coffee afterwards. The ladies can always appreciate a nice surprise of flowers, and I guess for the guys, we'd settle for a nice bottle of something from Yarra. I had a birthday just a few years ago, and it was one of those birthdays with a big zero at the end. I missed that, I'm sorry. Yarra Valley, I think. I had a birthday just a few years ago, and now I get it. It was one of the ones with a big zero on the end. I was looking forward to going out for a special breakfast, okay? And it was time to go, and I opened the front door, and imagine my surprise when I saw this. A DBS Aston Martin with the keys in the ignition. I had it for the day. I had to give it back. Jo organized it, my wife. I'm very grateful to her, and I will never forget. I got a photo and everything. And it was just the most amazing surprise, real treat, a real surprise. Now, if I'd been a shepherd 2,000 years ago, or you had in Palestine, it would have been a pretty difficult life. Short on surprise, it would have been hot, tough work, long hours, not much pay. And in those days, shepherds were looked down on. Today, he's a shepherd in modern-day Israel, working with the sheep on the hillside. The shepherds in Luke 2 were also on a hillside. No doubt they were chatting about the new star in the sky that suddenly appeared, maybe about the chariot race and who won yesterday, and about the new census that Caesar Augustus had ordered, which had brought hordes of people to Bethlehem, the town of David. It was an ordinary, normal night. They chatted away, and then suddenly, this appeared. An angel appeared to them on a hillside, out of the blue, quick as a flash. Were they surprised? Yes. Were they scared? Definitely. We're told the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they must have asked themselves, what is this? What's going on? What did the angel come to bring? Come to bring good news. Good news. The shepherds probably thought they'd get a ticking off. I mean, if an angel appear to you and there was the glory of the Lord, you think, what have I done wrong? I think I paid my tax. It was good news. And these were the words the angel said. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. I don't know about you, but I love good news. Whether it's watching the TV or listening to the radio or watching the newspapers, reading them during the week, life is pretty full of bad news. It's pretty depressing. The Christmas event could not be more different. The angel had good news. In fact, the best news ever in human history. So what was this news? What was it about? The birth of a Savior. It was good news about the birth of a Savior. A rescuer. The angel says, today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. The child born at Bethlehem was no ordinary child. This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah wrote, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And this son, the Son of God, would grow into manhood and fulfill what Isaiah says a little later in his book. Or we like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to our own way, but the Lord has laid on him the sin of us all. A saviour is one who saves, who rescues. One summer, I went with my family, I was only about six, to the south coast in England. It doesn't quite compare to your beaches here in Australia. And we went to the Sussex coast, and we'd not been to that beach before, and it was a beautiful hot day, or relatively hot. This is England we're talking about. And anyway, did a bit of swimming, and my sister Claire went out. She wasn't that strong a swimmer. She would have been about eight, nine. And my older sister Caroline, she was swimming as well. And then suddenly Claire, the nine-year-old, got carried out on this riptide towards some rocks. It happened in a flash. I mean, you probably know areas of Australia that are a bit like that. She was just whooshed out. Caroline, who was a bit older, tried to go after her, but she was only about 12. This was really dangerous. There were barnacles everywhere. These rocks were getting closer and closer. Dad stood up to go in. And then this giant of a guy, who's about 6'6", absolutely man muscle, dove in to that water. He came out with my sister Claire in his arms. He was ripped to shreds from the barnacles. He'd saved her life. They put the red flag up to say, no more swimming today, thanks. He'd saved her. He was a savior in our family and a rescuer. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ came to be a savior, not from the sea, but from our sin, the wrong that we've done in our lives. And if we're honest, hand on heart, we know we've all done something or said something or thought something that was wrong and needs forgiving. The Lord Jesus came to save us. And to do that, the Christ child, the Savior, born at Bethlehem, would go from this, the cradle of the manger, to this, the cross of Calvary. His coming into our world, which is fantastic, is it not? The Son of God coming down to earth. It would make possible the restoration of the friendship between God and his people. Well, no wonder a great choir of angels suddenly appeared to celebrate that the Savior had been born. They sang his praises. It must have been a wonderful, unforgettable, glorious night for the shepherds. Amazing. I mean, there they'd been on the hillside just chatting among themselves, and then this happens. Wow. They were never going to forget that, were they? Why us? We're not so special. People don't like us very much in Israel at this time. We're looked down on. But that's the remarkable thing. Jesus was born for all of us. There's something in it for each of us, as one of the judges said about Mary's song. The gospel is for one and all. Once the great choir had finished singing, the shepherds had the thrill of making this the great discovery. They looked at one another and thought, this is unbelievable. I can't believe it. Let's go and see the event that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And off they went. There have been a great many discoveries over the years. I guess Tutankhamun's tomb in the Valley of Kings would be one of them, all that gold and everything. In medicine, the discovery of penicillin. In science, the molecular structure, DNA, the telephone, the computer. But no discovery compares to this one. The discovery of the Son of God in a manger at Bethlehem. The King of Kings. He come from heaven to earth. What an extraordinary surprise. Pinch yourself this Christmas. Can you quite believe it? We sing the carols every year. We know the story. But God left heaven for earth for you and for me. That's fantastic. The shepherds praised God and glorified him for what they'd seen and heard. And well they might. They'd been surprised by joy. I hope you will rejoice this Christmas. There'll be a spring in your step. You may even feel a bit like this. It's the best news in the world. If you want to find out more about it, do take one of the booklets, The Real Christmas, available in the foyer. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for Christmas. Thank you for this special day, a day when we remember the day when Jesus came into our world, born as a babe at Bethlehem, to be the Savior of the world, to be our Savior. We thank and praise you in his precious name. Amen.